Miller Industries. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm with a company called Bank of Cardiff. We did financing. I think I spoke to you previously for a customer called Try Some Foods. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. We just noticed that on the invoice you received, we do what's called with the customer, it's called a site visit, where after the equipment's delivered, we go out and take a picture of the equipment. And actually, the wrong serial number was on the invoice. I was wondering if you could bring that up and just update it to me and send it to me real quick. I can give you the correct serial number. It's just for one item.
Yeah. What is the item?
Okay. So let's get this. The...
One moment.
Bridge column lift. Oh, you know what? The serial number should be 27478EC.
All right, 27478EC as in Charlie?
8EC, yeah.
Okay, and what's your email, Ruben?
It's rgoldstein@bankofcardiff.com. It might come up because you sent me an email before.
Okay. I've been having issues with Outlook today. Let me see if it'll open up for me. I think I got it here. All right, I'll update that and send it on over to you.
Okay, and then I wanted to talk to you real quick if you had a minute. I don't know if this is an okay time.
Okay.
The other reason I want to talk to you is I've been with our company for 9 years. So I'm a pretty straightforward person. I've been in the industry for 9 years as well, so kind of same company the whole time. This wasn't my transaction. I'm actually a manager at our San Diego branch. I help run our company, and this was just a junior rest transaction that I helped put together, which is kind of standard for our business. But what I actually do for a living is I work with equipment dealers and vendors who sell used and new equipment. And I'm the guy they come to for financing. We do a lot of manufacturing and industrial equipment. I wasn't sure if your company offers that, if you have any relationships with leasing companies or who I talk to, but I'd like to get, you know, to the right person if there's an opportunity to help you guys out.
We don't offer financing to our customers. And we also don't purchase equipment on finance. Everything that we do is we cut a check.
I understand that. You do a lot of used equipment, correct?
Correct.
So what I do with, for instance, there's a really one of the world's largest stone manufacturers. They sell a lot of CNC machines and related equipment. And so when their customers are trying to buy equipment, whether it be an auction situation or a traditional sale, I'd say, you know, a few times a month, a customer asks them, hey, do you provide financing? And this vendor's answer is, absolutely not. But we do have a bank we work with that provides financing for their customers. Why don't you give them a ring? And it gives the dealer that I work with the ability to sell more equipment without spinning their wheels. So I get the customer approved. I pay you guys up front. I do all that stuff. I cut the check. That's what I offer. It's a way to help dealers actually make more money when the customer says, hey, I want financing, or I can only buy with financing, and have someone to turn to who's going to, you know, work with their customer quickly, easily, and, you know, get the customer approved in a matter of hours.
Sure. I'll tell you what, you know, I am not high enough on the totem pole for this. I'll send you the invoice, and why don't you go ahead and send me information? I can definitely pass it on.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Sound good?
Perfect. Thanks a ton.
Right, thank you.
Bye-bye.